about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what we're doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Welcome, everyone, to the program. Our Tuesday night episode, if you want to call it that, our Tuesday night installment of Rick Adams Uncensored. We are past April Fool's Day, or are we? April 2nd, and we're still wending our way through time and continuing in this battle, this cosmos diabolicus. And tonight I'm going to bring up with me someone who has not been here in a very long time. Well, it's been almost, my goodness, since last year anyway, that we've spoken with her. You will recognize her voice immediately, I'm sure, those of you older timers, so to speak. She, of course, has been part of this movement to strike against this beast system, to rein in the power moguls, and the synagogue of Satan, and all of the minions in the White House, Congress, all of them across the land with our worldwide boycott and protest. And she is Karen Tostado, United We Strike. Good evening, Karen.
Oops. Hi, Rick. Nice to be here. I just realized that I had my microphone on top of my head. Sorry for the noise there.
Is that all you have? That's good. That's good if that's all you've got up there. you don't want to be wearing that cap, right?
No.
How have you been?
I've been busy. I've been good, but I've been busy. I still keep plugging along here because so far, you know, I don't really see any alternative through voting or through pretending that we have anything other than the most heinous kind of system right now that right. is so corrupt. We don't need to mess with it, in my opinion, and yet we keep doing that. But I keep promoting the 15th, and we have updated the UnitedWeStrike.com website. We still have the marathon, the second Saturday of every month, and now every Friday night I host a program on Rents Radio as part of Charlie McGrath's Wide Awake News, which tonight, I think Bob Tuscan follows you, doesn't he?
I believe so, yes.
But Bob is... He's hosting for Charlie tonight on Wide Awake News, and I'm over here.
All right, so you're going to be hosting for Bob?
No. Bob will be back. He's just
okay.
Charlie
right.
is
okay.
gone.
Well, yeah, that's great.
Well, I've picked up. I helped Charlie McGrath now book his program, so all the people who I've met through the marathon and everything, it's nice to be able to. To start introducing Charlie, who is also a supporter of United We Strike, to some of the wonderful activists I've met, and also now just helping him book his program with who he'd like to get on there for some of the financial fraud coverage. But it's very nice to be here. It has been a long time since we've spoken.
Yes, it has. And after the first break, which will be coming up in a few seconds, we'll get into it again and tell people, for our new listeners, and we have quite a few, that we would like to know a little bit more about Karen and where she's been, what she's been up to, United We Strike, what that is all about, and of course, what is bringing it on us, you know, the banking lies, the Sandy hoaxes, and everything else to disarm the American public and the world. And we'll have plenty to talk about tonight, folks, so listen up. Karen Tostado is my guest. Rick Adams will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Well, I'm with you, folks. I'm not against you. I'm not against you if you're not against me. And, you know, we're just standing up here at the program now for about 8 years, 8 years here on Republic and on television locally and continuing to grow and reach further out into cyberspace and into TV land. And now we have Karen Testato. It's been so many months since she's been with me, and I've been with her and part of United We Strike. So, Karen, I want you, for the sake of our many new listeners who are not familiar with the genesis of the whole United We Strike movement and where it came from and how it changed and where you are today with it, why don't you just try to give us a little brief synopsis of the whole movement and what we're doing.
Well, I woke up to some of the malfeasance in government through a health crisis that led me to discover genetically manipulated foods and the problems with them, the huge problems, and the fact that they were not labeled and people were eating them, did not know what they were eating. So I first started to try. Once I came through it, I decided that I would try and help people to see what was going on around there, and found out that a lot of people just didn't want to really hear about it. You know, they could sit around a table and talk about how poisoned their food was and still be eating it, feeding it to their children, and figuring that it can't be that bad. The government wouldn't allow that. Well, that's totally untrue. That's a whole other subject and story. I'm sure that your listeners are aware of GMOs. If not, check out seedsofdeception.com. Look into them.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I finally got tired of trying to talk to people about that, I stepped back to take a bit of a break, wondering how my next approach would be. And at that time, my husband had discovered that 9/11 was also just a whole bogus operation, that if not for the complicity of the people high up in our own government, Dick Cheney, George Bush, it wouldn't have happened, you know. But instead, we go down this other horse trail of more horse crap. And in 2008, in December, I was very upset at the Leave No Banker Bailout Bonus stimulus package that had millions of calls against it, but they don't care, you know. And I talked to a spiritual friend of mine who said, well, what are you doing? And I at first got kind of defensive and figure, well, what do you mean, what am I doing? I'm irritating people I don't even know. They can't come to our RV for a quiet little campfire and expect not to get into a conversation that might be uncomfortable. I'm writing articles and sending them in. I'm trying to tell everybody I know. But the more I thought about that question, I realized that there had to be a better way to channel my anger and turn it into a positive move. And the more that I looked around at what was going on, it just seemed to make so much sense to me that, you know, we've been turned into a corporation. The country is a corporation. All countries now are corporations. And the only mandate for a corporation is profit. And it's very easy to look around our world today and see that profit definitely reigns over people, which is totally immoral and wrong. Anyway, this is where we are. And at that time, I did not know that I was a corporation as well. I still was under the illusion that I owned a few things. But I still figured, you know, the best way that we can stop all this is simply to stop all this. Mm-hmm. We don't need to march. We don't need to picket. They ignore all of that anyway. You're provocateured. One of the things when Occupy took hold, I was excited to see that and to see the spirit of the people who actually got out and camped out, you know, some of them to their own detriment. Many of them were harmed. They were provocateur. They were beaten. They were pepper sprayed. And they also left their homes vulnerable. But before this, I had still been talking about if we quit at the same time, if we stop following immoral orders, we're going to be able to really make some headway, because a business or a corporation will not run unless the employees show up to do the dirty work. And whether or not we believe that it's true, each and every single solitary one of us has been turned into a debt slave for a mafioso-style government that is totally out of line. And so the idea for the 15th came out of that. At first it was taxholiday2009.net. It morphed into taxfree15.com and is now unitedwestrike.com. And it's all about, for the people who understand there's a bigger picture here, it's to see how many of them really get the bigger picture and choose to stand outside of the system with us while we build our numbers, which means in order to survive, you have to be able to take care of yourself. We see in these natural and unnatural disasters like the Hurricane Sandy, you know, you see with Katrina, you see when there is a problem, the malfeasance and the corrupt government to get in the way of being able to actually help our neighbors. When there is a situation, we have to go through them. You have to have fees and licenses and fines and all the rest of this. Much better if you can protect yourself. If something comes up and you know that you have food, water, guns, survival gear, protection gear, what you need in case of an emergency, or in case the system shuts down, or in case the government decides that they want to manufacture an earthquake or help one along, because that technology is out there. They're betting on the weather with derivatives. When the crops fail, they get more money because they get the insurance. You know, none of us are really free at all. We have the illusion of freedom while every day over our heads they're dumping toxins. They've got toxins in the water. They've got toxins in our food. They're forcing vaccinations. And now we have the Nobel Peace Prize winner who condones 50 innocent deaths for one person he deems guilty without a trial or anything. And you have to remember that one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. And the freedom that we really need is from central banks. As a matter of fact, we just had Good Friday, and I think that we ought to crucify the debt and resurrect ourselves and stop playing along with this game. And that's really what it's about. One day a month, right now, until we have the numbers. And then imagine, instead of leaving your home vulnerable, you'll be in your home, because nothing is really more important than your home, your family, and your life. Your life is much more important than their lies. And when enough of us finally get that, we will be free.
Well, and that's a thumbnail sketch of what United We Strike is all about, how it came to be, and how it's had its ups and downs over the last year or two. It's been a lot of work, and I know that you put all of your efforts into it, and it does take a human toll. I mean, it does really amount to a lot of time. I know, because I've been in the same situation, and I wish I could do 10 times what I'm doing now, and yet I can't, you know. I just can't do everything, and we're not expected to do everything, you know. I mean, with God, one is a majority. He does the rest of the work. But these forces of Satanism, this evil, conniving world system, is definitely, definitely moving toward its all-inclusion, its total control, if you will, over the world. And the threats of wars and the rumors of wars, and now, of course, plotting the next war in Iran and Syria for some time. And how can they make it happen while depleting us, taking our money, taking our pensions, our 401ks, starving us, putting 50 million people on food stamps and so forth. And they don't bat an eyelash. They don't, because they are evil. And they look like us, you know, they talk like us, they act like the average American, but yet they are not. They're this elite group of Satanists and Kabbalists and so forth who are hell-bent on doing what they do best, because they're driven by spiritual wickedness, not flesh and blood, but by spiritual wickedness in these high places. So we've seen it. You and I have seen it together for the last several years. And as I said, it's taken a toll in human resources. And yet, here you are again. And here I am, still here. And we're doing what we have to do. And so in this time that we've been doing it, Karen, how do you feel about the effort? How do you feel about the investment? And as far as bringing this message of don't buy, don't comply, ask why to nations of the world?
Well, I am disappointed still that more people don't actually understand a basic concept, mm-hmm. and that people will ask me, well, why should I strike? Although at this time in history, my retort is, why shouldn't you? Mm-hmm. What's going on so well in your life that you don't need to object to the tyranny of government? You know, look in the mirror. Look at your children. Look at the food. Look at the fact that you're not able to grow a garden. Look at all the fines and fees. And really, look into your heart and ask yourself, why would you bow down or need to obey any other than your Creator? And we've all got a divine umbilical cord to tune in on our own without the malfeasance of churches that also are avoiding and hiding the pedophilia. Look at this scam with the Vatican. It dismays me to see all these people handing over their power to somebody else to save them.
Yeah.
But the message is still here, and I believe the time is coming.
All right, great. Okay, folks, will we return with Karen Testado? We're going to get into some of these strikes, as it were, and tell you how you can participate as well, and some of the issues now facing us. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
And we're back now with Karen Testado, United We Strike. And Karen, you've laid down the groundwork and you basically stated it the way it is. And of course, it's not a very complicated thing that we're talking about doing. We were asking people to do it once a month, once a week, and I do it every day if I can. Every single day I'm pulling the plug on this bankrupt system, withdrawing from it, you know, boycotting it, taking money out of institutions, getting it out of this economic, cauldron that we're in today. And all people need to do is to do likewise. Their money is being invested in this criminal enterprise worldwide. And yet they refuse. Most people, they refuse to do what's necessary, don't they?
Yes, it's stolen from us. It is stolen from us through the threat of violence, through uniformed men and women who follow immoral orders. I've gone down a few trails, I guess, since we have talked, and I really understand very clearly that we have lost, as a people, our moral compass. They're trying to breed it out of us because right now, nothing should be more important to any of us than protecting innocent lives of the children. And they are being murdered. Brown children on the other part of the world are valued so much less. And we'll let a brown man stand up and claim to be, you know, so compassionate when he's sending drones to kill innocent people who he judges to be wrong. Now think about it, ladies and gentlemen. We know that murder is wrong. Just because you wear a uniform does not make it right. Violence is wrong. The only time violence is necessary is when you are defending what you have or who you love from abuse. And the abuse that occurs with men and women in uniforms mm-hmm. who are brainwashed into obedience above all else. Right. One of the women who I've met who's done great work with veterans is Dinah Everett Snyder. She has a website at dinaeverettsnyder.wordpress.com. And she has taken with supplements and actually juicing cannabis, because cannabis is so beneficial for us. But again, it's another one of those things that you're not allowed to do because the government wants to tell you what to put into your body, and they'd much rather have you go through chemo and radiation because they want to tell you that the world is overpopulated as well. When we really grow up, when we become adults of whatever religion we believe in, we have to understand that damn near everything that we learned all through our life is a lie. Schools are revisionist indoctrination centers. None of what is out there in the mainstream media is true. And so when we really start to independently understand what's going on, then hopefully more of us will resonate with the mission statement at United We Strike, which says, our goal is to inspire unity and peaceful noncompliance, using our far greater numbers to resist tyranny by refusing immoral orders in order to create a world of independent individuals who are fully capable of making their own decisions and living lives of peace, prosperity, and abundance. We do not need to be following orders or believing that we are less than. We are equal. Poverty does not have to exist. It does because of central banks. A lot of the problems over there in the Middle East are to try and get central banking in.
Private central banks. That's the key, right there. Yeah.
That's
and,
right.
You know, what you say is absolutely true. People are following orders today, whether it's the police on the street or whether it's the citizenry and those that go and volunteer. They volunteer for war, usually because of semi-patriotic, quote-unquote, reasons. They've seen Argo or they've seen some other foolish movie that's going to encourage them to get the braggadociousness to go into uniform and think that they're going to be able to do America service while helping to bring democracy to other lands, when in fact they're doing quite the opposite. They're creating a one-world system. They're destroying their country as well as the country they occupy. And in the process, they're destroying themselves. They're destroying themselves. Do you think these people, these wicked ones, care one denizen, one little ounce about these children coming home now? I call them children because they still are. Coming home with all of these mental and physical ailments, many of them, and becoming suicidal, and then, of course, being tossed out into the wind with no care, no concern, put on a waiting list to get on disability, and they die, or they commit suicide. Or then they're set up with some so-called lone gunman shooting to try to use and exploit them to accomplish their sinister goal of gun control. Well, no. They don't care a whit about these dumb, stupid, useless animals. Ain't that right? All right, Karen. We'll come right back in the next half hour. Karen Tostado, United We Strike, folks. Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And we're back now with Karen Tostado, United We Strike. I'm Rick Adams. And Karen, you know, you mentioned in the beginning how you really personally became involved in the freedom movement, and it was something that affected you personally and you felt deeply about, and that was the GMO issue. And then we have Monsanto, which is right at the top of this apex of conglomerates that is, in fact, changing the entire geology of the planet, the agriculture, if you will. And so we have this Mr. Freedom and Mr. Change in the White House, of course, signing this bill, the Monsanto Protection Act, as we call it, is, of course, a recent example of the power of these controlling lobbies and the special interests and how they control the White House. They control the Congress and so forth. And the bill certainly is a very, very, very similar, as you know, to many of the unconstitutional pieces of legislation in American history that have been passed with little or no oversight or debate. Just, you know, rushed through the Congress, like the so-called Patriot Acts and all of the legislation that was pushed through following 9/11. So we have the poisoning of our food taking place in very subtle ways that people don't understand. And our food is being changed. It's being brought into the country, of course, from many sources as well, so that it's not all homegrown. And with all of this taking place and the geology, and you mentioned earlier the causing of storms and earthquakes, you know, years ago it would have been pretty hard to tell people about that, but now it's pretty much rudimentary knowledge that the governments do, in fact, have the power to influence and change weather patterns dramatically. We talked about it before with some of the guests that we've lined up through you. And we talked about NOAA. We talked about these this five-year plan, the military plan, the killing of mammals and so forth. And what is it doing to ocean life? What is it doing to us? The poisoning of the Gulf and so forth. All of this is taking its toll. Fukushima has been brushed aside by the media now. Well, it wasn't that bad after all, was it? You know, we know better. We know that's false. So, you know, it's like hitting you and me and everybody from all directions. This is an overwhelming plan. I mean, it's pretty obvious that somebody wants control over all of us. We know who it is and what's happening. So, United We Strike is, here we are like Davy and Goliath, you know, taking a little slingshot here and just trying to bring down this giant. Well, he did it, as we know, if we believe it. We know it's true. And the fact is that you can protect yourself, as you said. You can protect your family as best you can. And you can do it in many ways.
Well, and I think, as well, we really do have to understand what's happening. Through Dinah, I've learned that 22 of our veterans die every single solitary day. 22. Some are called suicides when they die in their sleep due to an overdose of the medications they're taking. A really big concern, a huge concern for these veterans who are broken when they come out, is the high school heavy-handed recruitment. If you have children who are graduating, it's not any secret that jobs are extremely hard to come by, and it's because they want your children in the military. They right. want to depopulize and or depopulate. It's a huge, huge scam, and it goes on in every level. And each and every one of us should have alarm bells ringing loudly and clearly within. And it's when we don't answer those that then we need to take the SSRIs, which just conveniently are also taken by the school shooters and not reported on the news. They'd like to blame us for global warming and climate change when, come on, folks, look at the war. Look at the depleted uranium. Look at everything they're trying to do. And then the light bulbs they want you to use, that they tell you to use, are also toxic, and you should get
a guy dangerous.
In a hazmat suit. Yeah. It's like, come on.
They did that with the gasoline, you remember, and they changed the formulation of gasoline, and then they found out what was going into the soil and the water supply, the aquifers, was dangerous, more dangerous than the leaded gas, and that's all right. We'll come up with a new alternative, and we'll come up with a higher cost for you. And now, of course, they're talking openly about, let's get it through this year, Obama's, we've got to get that carbon emissions tax, you know, that global tax, so that we can continue to destroy and pound and destroy the what remains of the middle class in America.
We'll stick it to the individuals and make them think through our lame propaganda on television and in the newspapers that this is really their fault, when the only thing that really is our fault is not waking up and stopping this. There is nothing more important than protecting our home. Our home planet is now deeply, deeply in peril. So when people ask me about strikes, now I'm getting it better down on the front page as well, you know. Strikes work are the workers must list their grievances, state demands, and call for negotiations. Well, if you don't have any grievances, then you haven't been paying attention. Then the workers set a timetable for negotiations. The third step is, if government or management fail to respond, then a meeting of the workers is called in order to vote on whether or not a cessation of work is necessary in order to negotiate. And this is where strikers have traditionally organized marches, picket lines, and employees are given the option to participate or not. Okay, this isn't what United We Strike recommends. If you don't know any grievances, look at your paycheck. Look at your children. Are they healthy? Are they having fun? Are they outside? Or are they inside, overweight, sick, and glued to some kind of a device that they spend all their time on? You know, are they chatting with each other over the dinner table? Do you even have dinner together as a family? Do you know what your children are being taught?
Yeah.
Do you know what they're being told and taught that goes against what is right and what is moral? We're supposed to simply obey. So we're not talking about obedience. We're talking about finding our moral compass. Because whenever strikes do become violent, it is always, in all ways, due to government-sanctioned intervention. Whether it's the Pinkertons at the Ludlow Massacre, you know, whoever they call in the uniforms beats up the innocent people who are suffering. And if those in uniforms actually they were doing, they'd realize it's been a crap job from the very beginning because you've been set up to protect the bad guys. You might not like to hear that, but it's true. And now 22 of you die every day. And I think that's totally unacceptable. You should not be chewed up and spit out by the government that promised to honor the sacrifices you made. And these veterans also are very upset because once they get over there, the enemy changes. Oh, sorry, we're working with Al-Qaeda now. They're the good guys over here, but we still want you to nail the guys over here. You know, they see that Halliburton, if they've got a great big piece of equipment that has a flat tire, they'd rather get the whole truck. This is what we're paying for, through force. So when people talk to me about government, I don't want any masters. I'm tired of masters. I'm fully capable of making my own decisions. And as long as I'm not harming anyone, then I should be free to live my life. We all should be free to live our lives. We all should have our own land. Our own land for our family, whether it's 1 acre or 5 acres. We all need our own land. We are so far away from who and what we really are and can do. And until we stop, and that's the thing also with the 15th, people have said, well, it's only one day, what will that do? It is a marker. It's a monthly goal. How much more can you pull off the grid? How many more people can you tell about it?
Well, and you know, or just take this banking swindle now taking place in Cyprus. I know you've been following it. We all have. But you know what? The man on the street isn't. The person on the street isn't. They're too busy having fun at the arena. They're having their ball games. They're watching their favorite soap operas. You know, they're playing games, video games all day long. Life is just going to go on merrily, merrily down the stream, you know? Well, ain't so. Ain't so. What's going on down the stream is all of their savings, all of what they thought was their pensions and so forth. You know, I heard somebody say, let me just say this now. I had an Easter event that I went to in a family, extended family. And she was saying to somebody else, this woman was saying, oh, isn't socialism so wonderful? And I laughed, you know, I chuckled. She said, I've got my pension, and I fought for it, and I paid into it. And I laughed, you know, 9% is what she paid into her pension. The rest was paid for by the taxpayers, of course, a school teacher, you know. And this is common amongst government school teachers, government workers, and those who worked in the system, you know, in the postal system and so on and so forth, where it's always somebody else that winds up paying for them. Well, what they don't understand, and this person does not understand, is that, no, socialism is not very nice, because even though it forces good people, well-meaning people, into the system who can no longer find alternatives, then it eventually dries up and busts, you see? Collectivism, socialism, always carries the seeds of its own destruction. And when you make government your god, you're going to have to find out that he ain't Santa Claus. And he ain't the real god. He's a phony. He's a fraud. When the government giveth, it can also taketh away. And now they're doing it with Cyprus. The president of Cyprus reportedly transferred $10 million of his own assets out of his bank, so that he would not be, shall we say, plundered by that 10% tax. But this is what they're doing, Karen. And you see, this is the wake-up call. We need to do the same. Get our business out. Pull out of these banks. Pull out of these casino gambling. Stay away from them. You know, save your money. You know, put it into places where at least you know you can get off the grid, as you said. And that's what I want to say before I take a call or two.
Well, I also want people to know that what United We Strike really asks, when you look at what's going on around us, what would happen if millions and millions and millions of us, over 7 billion of us on the planet, are all screwed around by the so-called elite, the acronym which is evil, lying, inbred, traitorous, eugenicists.
Mm-hmm.
Might sound harsh, but that's right on, is it not, Rick?
I think it's kind of mild. I like it, but it's kind of too diplomatic for me. But go ahead.
Well, what would happen if instead of living our lives for their lies, millions and millions of us were prepared, guns, mm-hmm. protection gear, survival gear, and we simply, quietly, peacefully stayed home, safe and sound with our families, working in our gardens, our land, in our home, in a concerted effort toward rebuilding and repair. What would happen if we simply did that? And that's why the 15th, if it can start to be a buzzword, if people can understand that those of us who are afraid to raise our hands and step out and you know, we don't want to be taken down individually. Well, the bad news is all of us will be taken down individually ultimately until and unless we stand together. So if millions and millions of us stayed home beginning the 15th, and there were empty streets, no profit made for Wall Street, and no one flew, and no one took a bus, if we stayed home, they would not make a dime, and just wait to see how quickly they begin to scramble. Because they're not making money, and money is how they control us.
And it's been done. Yeah, it's already been done to a large extent in some companies and industries, and they don't know what to do. I mean, you know, we can go on and on with examples in cable TV subscriptions and money in the pool and cesspool of Hollywood and so forth, you know, where they bankrupted the people, they bankrupted themselves, too. So it's backfiring
right
on them. Yeah.
And the thing is, a lot of people think, well, no, I still have to go to work. I have a job. Well, what kind of a job do you have, ladies and gentlemen? Is it a job you love, or is it a job you hate that takes you away from your children, your home, and turns you into a slave, a real slave, hating what you do, not having time to really raise your children, trusting that your children will be raised correctly by the school? Come on, read 1984, read Brave New World, pull your head out of the sand, because we are very quickly approaching the brink, which is another reason to stop, 15th, stop being pushed over, and also understand, if this could happen, which is not up to me, but if and when millions and millions of us stayed home, we won't ever have to go back, we will only go forward. How many of those jobs are useless, paper-pushing jobs, when the real jobs are the repairing of our world, our homes, and our families?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if we refused to work until all fraudulent debt is canceled? In fact, all debt is canceled and central banks are abolished. We have that power. We could say, No, I'm not working as long as there's private federal banks, central banks, not doing it. What if we decided we would not work until peace is declared and all troops were sent home to help rebuild their countries and hold those accountable who brought us here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's right. What if we stayed home until the military-industrial complex is taken apart? Why can't that be in demand? Stop going to work as long as they're spraying our skies or sending drones out to murder innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every
mm-hmm.
one of us should have our property. We can make these demands when we stand in solidarity with each other, when we get over bickering between ourselves and face our common enemy, which are all the miscreant politicians who are currently working, every world leader who is prominent, the United Nations. It's all a bunch of horse crap.
Amen. Now, you know, we're up against the break, and I just want you to tell people just how they can access United We Strike Radio, join in once a month, and also listen in to you. But when we come back from the break, I did want to bring up a caller. And Art, if you'll stay there, please, we'll bring you up. I just don't want to interrupt you before the break. But tell us when we come back, Karen, exactly how people can join in United We Strike. All right? We'll be right back, folks, in 3 minutes. Stay with us. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, we're back now. We're back. Karen, I'd just like you to give quickly, so we can take a call here, give quickly the web address and how they can people can participate in United We Strike.
UnitedWeStrike.com, and just pull out of the system on the 15th. Spread the word, consider these ideas, and consider what options we have for any kind of future at all. You know, hopefully, with the right amount of numbers, we can avoid bloodshed. We can take our power back and stop handing it over. And every Friday night, I host Karen's Corner on wideawakenews.com.
Excellent. All right, let's take a call here from Philadelphia. Art, hello there. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Rick. Karen, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I was looking at United Strike and saw some insight from that website, plus what you were talking about, Rick. When you were talking about Hollywood the other day, one of the things you forgot to mention was, and this ties with Karen, is this little company called General Electric, or GE.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember when it was set up, they went in a competition against Tesla for the power contract
yes.
at Niagara Falls.
Yes.
Okay,
right.
They failed that. At that point, GE and Edison was taken over by none other than J.P. Morgan, which has been identified as a front for the Rothschild banking system.
Exactly.
And who set up the Hollywood industry? General Electric, Edison. So it was corrupted by the Rothschild banking interest from day one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, positively.
That was
That's the
point.
The story behind the story. You're right. The trusts, the J.P. Right. Morgan trusts. Karen?
Right.
I agree. You know, what do you think of the idea of at least one day a month until we have enough numbers to where once we strike, we just stay that way. We never go back. We only go forward.
I agree. But I would say a permanent strike on every General Electric product out there, like appliances,
yeah.
financial management, because what they've done, and Obama's done this, is basically he hired, you know, Jeff Immelt, the CEO of GE, as the jobs czar of the United States. They're the reason for all this immigration. It was them and the CEO of Merck
mm-hmm.
and Jack
mm-hmm.
Welch who basically lobbied Congress and got this out-of-control immigration here. And what did they do? They didn't even keep American jobs. They shipped it all to China, and now basically under the Obama administration are trying to be nice and create some jobs by manufacturing appliances over here. We ought to if we have any brains as Americans, mm-hmm. we should boycott every General Electric product on the planet.
And all of these corporations, too.
I agree, but GE is one
yes.
of the worst.
No, I agree. Comcast and GE, NBC, they're notorious. Yes,
Karen, Disney. Disney's mm-hmm. absolutely horrible with what they do with our children. And also, I'd like, if people go to the homepage at UnitedWeStrike.com, go down and check out the U.S. Army Internment Resettlement operation. Look yeah. at what they have in store for you. And underneath that, the six corporations who own the media, GE, News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time
yep.
Warner, and
yep.
CBS.
Exactly.
Right, but GE
Yep, go ahead. Go
yeah,
ahead.
I was going to say, GE has the... basically has the ear of the President of the United States acting as a job czar. It is absolutely a kick in the teeth of every American worker in this country to have those people as a job czar creating jobs over here when they were absolutely responsible for destroying the jobs.
By the way, before we leave the air tonight, also, I put in a plug this past week. I know I don't do it enough, but Art has his own website, noplaceforcorruption.com. Is that right, Art?
That is correct.
So people,
right.
go there too. Karen, you go there. Everybody go there. See what Art has put up on these connections. And he connects the dots. Thank you, Art, for your call. Unfortunately, no time for other calls. Karen, it is a pleasure again. And I will be back on with you on United We Strike, God willing.
That'd be great.
Thank
You're
you.
You're always welcome, Rick. It's
Amen.
A shorter,
you
sweeter
too.
Program.
All right. Thanks again, Karen. Good night to you. Good night, folks. God willing, back again tomorrow night. Rick Adams, so long.